Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
We are H-O-R to H-O-R-S.
I'm going back to the free throw bank. I'm classic. I'm old school.
free throw bank shot.
Free throw bank.
With a lot of confidence.
Josh!
And it rattles out.
That's a wrap.
So Allie Quigley wins it. H-O-R-S-E to H-O-R.
Man, did I feel good in the house watching that take place, because I tried to tell you last week. I said, you know who would be a really good bet to win the horse competition? It'd be Allie Quigley. And people are like, well, how do you know? Well, because I watched her play at DePaul. She is a WNBA Sixth Woman of the Year. She's won three-point shootouts. She gets buckets. And I was smiling so big yesterday seeing that happen. And now she's going to move on to take on Zach LaVine in the next round of this horse competition that the NBA and WNBA has put together for ESPN. And that's where the highlight is courtesy of. Allie Quigley now joins me here on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford has 500 new and used vehicles for you to check out in Melrose Park. Allie, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. So I got to know, how confident were you going into yesterday's matchup?
As long as I could keep control, I was pretty confident. I think it's all about just, you know, winning the coin toss and staying in control.
How long had it been since you played horse?
Honestly, people keep asking me that. I think it's been since I was like 12 in my backyard with my brothers and sisters.
Well, I kept wondering, do you and Courtney play horse? Like, that's one of the things I was like, well, you got two great basketball players in a house, or do you guys just say, screw it, we're going to play one-on-one?
We do a little bit of both, to be honest. Well, we just got the hoop like 3 weeks ago, so hasn't been, you know, too long, but we definitely have played a couple one-on-one games. And once we found out I was going to do the horse competition, we did play one game of horse.
Who won? Did she win?
I won. I came back, though. She was up big, but I came back.
So when you were trying to figure out what type of shots that you were going to use for this, where did you draw inspiration from?
I was asking my family. I was, you know, looking on YouTube, just trying to think back to, you know, what I used to do in the driveway. And I was trying to do like a combination of, you know, simple shots just to put pressure on, and then obviously try to entertain everyone who was watching. So that's where the sit-down shot came from.
The sit-down shot was magnificent. Like, in my mind, when I was thinking about how this was going to go, those are the types of shots that I thought that we were going to see. I'm glad that you and Chris were last, because it gave you guys an opportunity to kind of look around and see. Like, I was so happy to see the creativity that you guys put into your competition, because that's what I was expecting.
Yeah, definitely. I think that that's better for the fans and everyone watching. But I know myself, I was thinking, I got to be creative. But then you have this little reservation inside of you, like, no, I got to make it. Like, I really want to win this, you know? So I think it's like you had to balance between those two. And I think that Chris and I tried to, you know, do a little bit more fun shots in there.
Well, so when did your, like, competitive gene, like, kicked in? Because you've been a competitor your whole life. So when did the fun part kind of subside and the competitor aspect took over?
Are you talking about in the game yesterday? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think probably once he got to HORS, I'm like, okay, I got to put him away. I just got to make a shot right now.
When you saw that you drew Chris Paul, what was your first thought?
I was like, okay, he's got 10-time All-Star, Olympian, just big time. I was just thinking that, you know, like, he's so crafty and just so good. You never know what you're going to get from him. So I was just excited and just to be playing against him and just being in the competition, but definitely excitement.
How did this even happen? Like, how of all the players in the WNBA that they could go to, how did they get to your name?
I don't know exactly how. I think they probably just put a feeler out with some of the agents, and, you know, my agent reached out probably a week ago, just checking to see if I even had a hoop, and luckily it was 3 weeks ago when the quarantine started. We just kind of wanted to have one, just a shoot on and, you know, pass the time over here, so I think that's just how it went, and, you know, luckily I got to be a part of it.
So what did they tell you about, like, how this was going to be shot? Because obviously, like, we saw Courtney in the driveway with you, and she was kind of running around and acting as the camera person for you. I thought that was a cool element of it.
Yeah, it was really cool. I was, like, kind of suspect at first about how they were going to put this together. Like, are they going to send an ESPN crew out? But I think they really wanted to keep, you know, everyone quarantined and, you know, social distance. So we had one iPad going on a ladder, which is where we'd walk up and explain our shot to our opponent and where we'd also see them shoot their shot. And then we had someone, whoever was quarantined with us, would follow us around, you know, Courtney, obviously. So it was cool to have those two different angles.
Well, now that you've used the court the way that you want it, have you now looked at your hoop and been like, okay, I've got the first round out of the way. I know how this works out. Now I can try some different angles or different shot opportunities because I have a better sense of the court.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, I don't know if I'm supposed to reveal this, but we actually already shot it. So
what?
It's kind of hard to go back now and be like, oh, I wish I would have done this. I should have done that. It was kind of something that we shot previously, and it's just going to be airing now Thursday.
Okay, well,
so everyone's giving me their advice now and all their videos and what I should do. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't do that. Too late.
The good news is, Allie, and we're talking with Allie Quigley of the Chicago Sky here on The Score. The good news is that you're not shooting in today's wind, because today would be almost impossible even for a pro athlete like you to be able to knock down shots.
No, I agree. I was lucky that I shot the day I did, because I think the day before there was, like, hail going on in Chicago and wind, and, you know, you never know with Chicago what kind of weather it's going to be, so... You know, I'm happy I got a sunny day the day I shot.
Good. Well, here's the thing. I always know that it's a good bet to bet on anyone who's been coached by Doug Bruno because of what's happened with DePaul's women's team over the last two decades. So I'd love to know, as someone that has come through and was now going this season 17 straight NCAA tournament appearances, what about that system and Doug do you think help prepare you for the next level?
I just think it's the green light and confidence. That's one thing that I think about when I think of his system, and he recruits players that can shoot. So almost everyone has the green light and has that confidence to put it up there and put it up at a high percentage. So definitely have that in mind when shooting that. I've been doing this for a while, especially at DePaul.
I had a conversation with Doug a few weeks ago, right before the conference tournament, and he was saying, and I'm so glad that you said it that way, because he was saying how the stuff that he's been doing at DePaul is stuff that he's finally seeing at the professional level that he was doing back in the late 90s and early 2000s, where it was let's find five players that can all shoot threes and let's put pressure on the defense because they don't know where the shooters are going to come from. it's always been fun to watch those teams and to see those players then go on to play in the WNBA.
Yeah, definitely. It's an exciting brand to watch. You know, no one wants to watch 30 full second shot clock, hold the ball at half court. It's fun to watch an up and down game. And that's kind of, you know, what the WNBA NBA game is like these days. And like I said, he's been doing that for years. And that's how we played when I was there. And that was 12 years ago. So he's always been ahead of it and just a pioneer for the women's game.
When the WNBA hopefully gets back to playing, is there still going to be beef between the Sky and Liz Cambage? Because she is very mouthy, and I enjoyed watching you guys go after it last year.
You know, I don't think we're going to be thinking too much about that, to be honest. When we do play them, we always have a tough game against them. I think more than anything, we'll probably be thinking about our last game that we played against them, and that'll be enough motivation to want to give them our best shot.
What's it been like to be teammates with Diamond?
Amazing. I mean, she is the most ridiculous athlete I've seen in this league for a long time, maybe ever. The things she can do with the basketball, how fast she can get from baseline to baseline, it's incredible. And then just to see how she interacts with teammates and the rest of the league, she's just a really cool person to be around.
That's a pretty amazing family when you start talking about, you know, her brother, her dad, her all being drafted, you know, number one in their leagues.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're just athletes. Like, I've seen her just mess around in the gym, throwing a football around. She was a shortstop in high school, just seeing her, you know, throw a baseball with her dad. I mean, she's just an athlete. She can literally do everything. I think she ran track, too, in high school. So it's just a family full of athletes and definitely a cool story, especially all of them being so athletic.
How much pride do you take being able to, in last night on a big stage where obviously there's a ton of people that are watching because we're so starved for anything athletic, to not only represent you and your wife, represent the Chicago Sky, represent the WNBA, what does that feel like to know that there were a ton of eyes on you last night?
It was so cool. I know that, you know, the world was starved for sports, but I think it was even more cool to see just the response after the competition last night through text and just on social media. I think the coolest thing was seeing a lot of the just parents show me how much of their young girls were watching and showing me videos of them jumping up and down when I won and just so excited. So I think that was just a really cool part of it, just to see all these young girls watching and supporting. And some people have told me how good it is for our league too, and just the Chicago Sky. So I was just happy I could be a part of that.
You have one of the more unique stories in sports. What's it like to be teammates with your spouse?
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, it's unique. Not a lot of people do this. I'm sure there's just a handful. So we're definitely lucky to be able to travel the world together. We've been to playing in so many countries together, Turkey, Poland, Russia, Italy, just been traveling all over together. And then to be able to do that here in Chicago as well. We're just so lucky that we have that opportunity and just get to share it all together.
Do you ever get sick of each other? Because you don't have a lot of separation from each other. When you go to work, she's there. When you come home, she's there.
Of course. We're human. Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's times when it's like, all right, you're over there, I'm over here, you know, just like any other married couple. And especially us, because like you said, we go to work together, we come home together. But for the most part, we've found the balance, and it's pretty perfect, to be honest.
It seems that way. And on the court, too, because Sloot drops dimes, man. And watching her ball is a joy. She's one of my favorite players to watch in the entire league. And so are you. Allie, congratulations on yesterday. Thanks for spending a few minutes with the Score audience. And I'm looking forward to basketball getting back underway to come see you at Wintrust this year.
Oh, my gosh, me too. Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. That is Allie Quigley of the Chicago Sky.
You know, just a short looking at their play last year. You know, obviously they won, now I would say we won 22 games. And I watched a lot of games. I will continue continue to evaluate. The rebounding and shooting were, you know, a couple of the issues. So we will we'll take a deep dive with the staff, and we'll figure it out how we can help.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.